75 years ago marked the end of World War II and the beginning of the nuclear age. In 1945, former Manhattan Project scientists, in the wake of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, founded the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. 2 years later, the first doomsday clock was published with its hands set 7 minutes to midnight. Ever since, the bulletin has moved the clock back and forth to symbolize changes in the level of global threats. According to the Atomic Heritage Foundation, in 1953, the clock was set to 2 minutes before midnight after the U.S. and the Soviet Union tested thermonuclear weapons.
It has been set as far away from midnight as 17 minutes to midnight at the end of the Cold War.
Rachel Bronson, president and CEO of the Bulletin, spoke at the annual Doomsday Clock announcement in Washington, D.C. earlier this month.
It would be a privilege and an honor to move the hands of the Doomsday Clock away from midnight, but our current situation does not warrant that. The Doomsday Clock continues to tick forward, requiring us to recalibrate both our clock and the urgency we bring to today's challenges.
The clock has been reset to 100 seconds before midnight.
Both the nuclear and climate conditions are worsening, and we note that over the last 2 years, we have seen influential leaders denigrate and discard the most effective methods for addressing complex threats, international agreements with strong verification regimes, in favor of their own narrow interests and domestic political gain.
The clock symbolizes human-made global threats. This year, that means nuclear proliferation combined with climate change and cyber-enabled information warfare. Robert Latiff is on the Bulletin's Science and Security Board.
Cyber-enabled information warfare strikes at the very heart of what makes human interaction possible, information and trust. Add to that artificial intelligence, hypersonic weapons, biological threats, and the movement of conflict to outer space, and we have a witch's brew of ingredients for global conflict.
Latiff points to the rise of so-called fake news and government attacks on science as contributors to worldwide fear and doubt. He says other technologies, such as more affordable genetic engineering and dangerous governments with access to pathogens, have helped move the clock closer to midnight this year. Then there's the use of artificial intelligence in military command and control systems.
In 2019, the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency initiated work on a battlefield system that can decide and act on its own. And Russia announced a successful field test of its AI-controlled combat command and control system.
Latiff adds that hypersonic weapons are making the world more unstable, as is the militarization of the final frontier.
Space has become a new arena for weapons development, with multiple countries testing and deploying anti-satellite or ASAT capabilities. And the United States creating a new military service, the Space Force, one of whose main goals is to prepare for space combat. In 2019, the U.S. Secretary of the Air Force publicly threatened to conduct a show of force in space. India tested a kinetic ASAT, Russia launched yet another Inspector satellite, and the U.S. administration called for plans to station missile defense interceptors in orbit.
Former California Governor Jerry Brown, now executive chair of the Bulletin, joined Mary Robinson, former president of Ireland, and Ban Ki-moon, former U.N. Secretary General, urging the public to take immediate action to reduce these threats.
The moment is serious. Tell me, how else can we tell people where we're at? How else can we wake up the Democrats, the Republicans, the independents, the millionaires, the billionaires, the media owners, who carry on their life as though they're on the Titanic, about ready to hit an iceberg, and they're not worried? Let us not let the moment pass. Each one of us can do something. The world is not over. We have incredible opportunity to reverse the nuclear arms race, the carbon emissions, and the headlong rush to ever more dangerous technology.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.